Firstborn, Exposing the Myth of Preexistence, A Synoptical Examination, Steve Martin, Compilation Editor. Chapter 7 of 10, Upholding Monotheism, God the Father as Sole Creator, at the foundation of Israel's faith and the faith of Jesus himself stands one unshakable truth. There is only one God, Yahweh. Not two, not three, one. The Old Testament declares it relentlessly, and Jesus affirms it without hesitation. That truth alone dismantles the idea that Jesus was a co-creator or divine agent alongside God. The consistent witness of Scripture is that the Father alone created all things, acted alone, and shares his glory with no one, Yahweh alone. Listen to the thunder of Scripture. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. Isaiah 45:5. I am Yahweh, stretching out the heavens by myself, stamping out the earth. Who was with me? Isaiah 44:24. I myself made the earth. My hands stretched out the heavens. Isaiah 45:12. He alone spreads out the heavens. Job 9:8. By the word of Yahweh the heavens were made. Psalm 33:6. You alone are Yahweh. You made the heavens. You give life to them all. Nehemiah 9:6. The pattern couldn't be clearer. God didn't ask for help. He didn't delegate creation. He didn't share the stage. He alone spoke, acted, and sustained everything into being. And he's explicit about glory. I will not give my glory to another. Isaiah 42:8. If Jesus co-created even 0.1%, he would deserve 0.1% of the glory. But God says he shares none of it. The grammar game. Some defend pre-existence by twisting grammar, but the Hebrew doesn't play along. Elohim. Yes, Elohim is a plural word, but it's paired with singular verbs and pronouns nearly 2,000 times when referring to Yahweh. It's like fish or sheep, plural in form, singular in meaning. Bara. The verb created. Bara in Genesis. 1:1 is singular. Genesis 1:27 says, God created humanity in his image. He created them. That's one actor, not two. Plural of majesty. What about, let us make man in our image? Genesis 1:26. This is the royal we, the plural of majesty, just like Pharaoh saying, we have decided, when he means himself. The very next verse clarifies, so God created man in his own image. One creator, not many. Jesus on monotheism. When asked about the greatest command, Jesus didn't hesitate. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Mark 12:29. He didn't add himself. He didn't hint at being co-equal. If he had, quoting it unchanged would have been misleading at best, or a lie at worst. And a liar couldn't be the spotless lamb. Paul echoes the same truth. For us there is one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all is. 1 Corinthians 8:6. The Father is the source. Jesus is the exalted Lord, later appointed to his role. Why this matters? If we make Jesus a co-creator, we run into serious problems. God's glory diminished. The Scripture says that God created alone. To insert another being undermines his repeated claims. Contradiction introduced. If the Old Testament says God alone, and the New Testament supposedly says Jesus too, then Scripture contradicts itself. But God doesn't write contradictions. Christ's glory. Undermined. Jesus' glory comes not from being God's helper in the past creation, but from glorifying his Father through faith and obedience. To give him a share in creation actually steals from his real achievement, being exalted as the faithful man. One creator, one exalted Son. The consistent witness of Scripture is simple. God the Father alone is the creator. Jesus is the faithful man whom God exalted. This doesn't diminish Christ. It magnifies him. He didn't begin with divine glory. He was given it as a reward. He didn't start as co-creator. He ended as Lord of all, the first glorified human, blazing the trail for us. God remains the one creator. Jesus remains the exalted Son. Both are honored. Both are magnified, and Scripture stays beautifully consistent.